listening to The Kelly Slusher Show with your host, Kelly Slusher.
You know, that bar stool doesn't match my rug, doesn't match my cups, doesn't match my napkins, doesn't match my shelves, doesn't match my dinner plates, my dinner plates, my dinner plates, my dinner plates. My dinner plate
doesn't match.
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 My dinner plate.
Hello, you guys. Debbie Nancy's bar stool doesn't match her dinner plates. This is a big deal. I made that sketch a few weeks ago, and then I took a break, and then, let's see, it's probably been like 3 weeks since I've done a podcast, but so my father passed away 2 weeks ago, and I wasn't sure when I was going to be able to do another podcast, if I was going to have the energy and the, you know, it's more upbeat. That's why I do this. I like to have fun, and I have a lot of ideas. But I'm always writing down all these ideas, even in my grief and stuff. So yeah, I've been grieving. It's not fun. It is the hardest thing. And if you have not gone through it, will have to go through it eventually. People go, "I'm so sorry." I'm like, "Well, it's okay. It's part of, you know, my dad lived a really long life, and it's just still really hard because it's like this person that you knew your entire life, just all of a sudden they're physically not there." So knowing it was coming, I actually knew for a couple of years this was coming for sure because of his health. Anyway, so I would spend days just like in bed. Like I just wouldn't even get out of bed. And now, even though I do like to sleep a little bit more and I've been a bit less, I would say, social. I've seen some friends here and there, but for the most part, I've just been working and then just coming home and chilling. But writing down, always getting ideas. Like I'm kind of seeing my personality through this too. Like, I can be like super sad and then like, just be sitting thinking and like something with Debbie Nancy will pop into, "Oh, that'd be a funny sketch," you know, or like, "Oh, what? That's really funny." And I had someone tell me, "Oh yeah, so humor is a way to cover up sorrow." And I'm thinking, sometimes it is. Sometimes I don't know. I've always been this way since I was a kid, writing jokes and laughing. So I don't really think it's me covering. I mean, I'm very, very much, you know. I mean, how sad can someone get? You can get so sad that you just don't, you know, ever come back from the dark. And I'm like, no. But I think it's important to grieve because if you don't, it stores in your body and it comes out in a different way and it affects your health down the line. So you just feel it and heal it. I believe in that. So that's what I'm doing. So last night I was like, "I'm going to wake up. I'm going to do a podcast. Let me see how I feel." And so here I am. All right. So that dinner plate sketch. So now I have another, I got to do this. I'm getting all these ideas. Like I want to do more video stuff with, I think I've talked about this before, not just doing the podcast in the, you know, just talking, but actually I want to take it to like video and stuff. All right. I just have a list of stuff here. All right. So, something I don't like. There's this technique, it's a singing technique, it's called vocal burn. You might know about this, but it's something I actually had to research because it's something I can't stand. Okay, so you're going to listen to a song comes on, and the singer does this thing where they let their voice, you can hear this this cracking of their voice before they start singing, like, "I'm going to," okay, that little thing drives me nuts. So I looked into it, and because every time somebody does that, I'm not gonna like your music. I'm not gonna like your song. People are so judgy, Kelly. Well, you know, it is. Yes, it is, but this is the thing. I looked into it. It's a technique that is practiced. It's not natural. You don't naturally just do that unless you actually have heard that music so much that you just think that's that's just how, you know, let's say you're a kid and you're listening to like pop music that, you know, like super pop music that listens, you know, that does that. And it's like a thing, or like singers, like I'm a female singer. So a lot of female singers will do that. And so I'm consciously aware of the voice and singing, and I've been doing it my entire life. And so anyway, I looked into it, and it's a technique that you have to practice, and it's really bad for your vocal cords, and that's why it's called vocal burn. So I just want to say it's annoying. I wish people would stop doing it, but in a way you can tell the authentic people from the people who are just trying to copy. It's bad. Don't do that. Okay. Don't start your, I was doing this song for you. It's really pretty. It's like, I'm here. I like my life. I don't know. It's cool, but they have to practice it. It's literally something people have to, like, they sit there and go, this is how I'm writing. They have to practice. So you'll notice this. If you're paying attention, you will notice this. And maybe you have noticed it, but yeah, it's one of those things. And it's what separates the cool kids from the lame kids. Just saying. Okay. Line in the sand. What that means. Okay. Oh, so then I was thinking, is there such a thing as a humorous sympathy? A humorous sympathy card. And something I've thought about before. And you know what? I'm going to look this one up. Because when it comes to cards, I'm the kind of person that, for one, doesn't really care about cards. It's my generation. I think we're less cardy. My mom's generation, older, probably, you know, they all like the cards. It's a thing you do. They'll sit there, they'll get the card, they open it, they read it, front cover, then they read the message, and oh, thank you so much. And I'm like, someone else wrote those words. That wasn't, the card felt appropriate. And then I've known people in the past where I'm like, oh, they really like the cards, they like to read the message, and you got to really be careful with that. Oh my gosh, so stressful. I would prefer to make you a card, or I go to the humorous section, because you at least got a joke, you got a laugh, right? Humorous sympathy symphony. It's a symphony sympathy. There's some words I just cannot say. If someone handed me, after like my dad died, someone's like, oh, I'm so sorry, here's flowers and a little card, and it said anything that was, and I'm a jokester, anything funny, I'd be like, hang, get the rope, no, you'll hang for this, because that's funny, like hanging is funny, not really. Oh my word, oh my gosh, how? There are no words, but there's ice cream. I'm here for you if you need someone to eat your feelings with. Yeah, no, I wouldn't be down with that. I'm here for you when you want to drink your feelings. See, not appropriate. Not appropriate. I just, stress spelled backwards, it is dessert. So, and it has a picture of like ice cream. When crappy things happen to awesome people, it makes me want to punch stuff. Okay. I hope this card makes you feel less crappy. If not, you can use it to paper cut people who annoy you. Yeah, not appropriate. This one's like, life is like a dick, period. I'm always here if you ever need any help to eat your feelings. They, you know, it's okay to feel shih tzu sometimes. Oh my God. Please let me be the first to punch the next person who tells you everything happens for a reason. Something as sucky as this shouldn't happen to someone as awesome as you. So are we eating our feelings or drinking them? Oh my gosh. These are bad! As someone who loves to laugh and someone who just, you know, a right humor, I just... Oh, here's one with the skunk tail and says, that stinks. No. The best things I heard from people was, I'm so sorry. And I never thought, like, I haven't gone through this, honestly. Like, I lost my grandma when I was 18, which was really sad. But I was a kid, and I didn't really... Here's a picture of a dog taking a poop. And it says, well, shit. And you know what? These are people who, if you give someone this, they obviously haven't. They're like, uncomfortable. I gotta go. I'm not gonna talk to you till you're not sad anymore. Anyway, I don't recommend that. Oh, here's one. Oh, this is so bad. I hope you're okay. Do we need to go to Target? Okay, this is someone who's never actually lost like someone significant. Any of these cards, because it's not. You know what? That's one thing I'm gonna have to say. I'm gonna put that in the inappropriate pile. Although I don't really think, I like to be more free. I'm a free spirit person, so I don't have these things that you should and shouldn't do. I mean, I do, obviously. I have morals and standards and all that stuff. But there's certain things you're just like, oh, whatever, be free and be fun. But this is one I'm gonna have to say, don't send someone a humorous sympathy card. Because in that time, it's gonna feel like you're hitting them upside the head and you have no understanding of what grief actually is. So let's go on. Let's go. Okay. Oh, you know what my favorite saying is? Not my favorite, but when I hear it, I go inside if it's someone I can. Okay. Someone actually said this once. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. I love that. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. Okay, Debbie Nancy. So what if you brought your grandma to the Antiques Roadshow? And you're like, yeah, why don't, you know, why, okay, why is that weird? No, what if you brought your grandma to the Antiques Roadshow as an antique? I almost want to do something like that. Is there, can you, how much, that was a bad joke. Yeah, okay, so the alphabet diet. I'm only gonna eat food starting with the beginning of the letter K for Kelly. I have two names, actually, Kelly, and then I also have Avalia, which starts with an A. And so you can call me Kelly, you can call me Avalia. Some people call me Ava, but don't call me late for dinner. That's what I would tell people. They're like, oh my gosh, you're like a grandma. Your jokes are like grandma. I'm like, yeah, it is. Who do you think raised me? Okay, so I can have kale, kiwi, kebabs, kettle corn, ketchup, and then I can combine that with the A's, apples, artichokes, arugula, almonds, anchovies. So I can have quite a few foods with the alphabet diet. I'm gonna start a trend. Oh, I'm sorry. Would you like this white bun? Would you like this bun I made? No, thanks. It's made with white flour, and I'm on the alphabet diet right now, so I can't. Because when you eat, so I eat a certain way now, and I love it, and it's a certain specific diet for what my body needs. And so the other day, someone offered me something that I don't want to eat, but she didn't understand it, and I'm like, oh, this is what it's like for vegans and vegetarians, and you know, people who have like really had to like fight, or if you have celiac, no, I can't have that. You know, people don't get it. They're like, no, eat it anyway. I don't want that. Eat it anyway. Here, I'm just going to put it in a bag. You take it home. I don't want. Okay, thank you. Come home. Garbage can. There you go. Thing I don't want to eat, but forced in my hands. What is that? If I ever come across you in a situation where I made something and said, hey, would you like this? And you're like, I don't really eat, blah, blah, blah. I would say, okay, no worries. Okay, I think it's my generation. I think the older folks don't understand the diet thing. Like, I don't want to eat that because that doesn't make me feel good and I'm not going to eat that. And so, but it's weird. People argue with you. What? It's like being like, I don't get that. What is that? Why can't people, like, it's not being, and then sometimes it makes you look like you're a jerk, you know? Like, oh, I'm particular. Yeah, okay, if I was starving, but, you know, you would have to eat some things you don't want to eat. But because I have choices in this moment, I'm going to go this other way. So thank you for food. Food is great. But when someone tells you, hey, you know, okay. Let's listen to another sketch.
Sometimes, when I'm alone at night, I just like to pick up the mirror, and I like to stare at myself, and I like to say,
why?
Why? why did I buy that detergent? It just smells like toxic waste. And then sometimes, when I'm lying in bed and I'm reflecting on the day, all I can think about, I know my cornbread was dry at dinner, but that's my grandma's recipe. What are people thinking about me? And sometimes at night, when I'm alone and I'm gazing in the mirror, I think to myself, why were there 7 muffins left out of the 12 that I dropped off at the office?
Ugh, I just can't take it. I need their approval.
And sometimes at night, when I'm alone and I'm gazing in the mirror, I think to myself,
oh, come on. Come on, Cheryl. You know that's my enchilada recipe.
You know it's mine. I gave it to you 20 years ago. Remember that when we first were friends?
And now you're saying it's your enchilada recipe. Well, guess what? It's mine. And you know what? 1982, it was printed in Grit Magazine. What do you say about that? I can prove it. It's mine. That's my enchilada recipe. I've been making it traditionally for years. All my children have eaten those enchiladas. It's not your recipe. Cheryl.
Okay. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? If a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound? Don't count your chickens before they're hatched. Make sure you've got all your ducks in a row. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. I think sayings are so... That's what... It's like the, you know, it's like the glue of our society. So... Lately, I've been noticing people with service dogs. It seems like every time I go out, and then I'm thinking, this is a thing, man. So I looked it up. You can get service dogs just for emotional support. There's actually multiple reasons why people get service dogs, and I didn't understand, didn't get it. So I did a little research like this. And when I did that, it calculated some results. From the future, incorporated into the past, into the present. And my calculations told me that there are multiple reasons, but I think what if everybody started to get an emotional support service dog? Because I think that's the most easiest for, you know, because people actually legitimately, there are dogs, service dogs that can... They know when your blood sugar, like if you have serious hypoglycemic and stuff like that, it knows. Hyperglycemic, I don't know which one, but either one of those. The dog can detect it. So that's why sometimes it's really important. And I think what happens is it probably like detects that your blood sugar is low and then like it just reaches into it. It takes its little mouth and pulls out like a granola bar to its owner and like, ah. No, I'm not making fun of that because that would really, but is this really crazy that you actually have like, anyway, but it, now it's to that point where everyone can have their little service dog. I think it's cute. I love dogs though. But I do, I've seen them more. I think more and more people are getting on the service dog bandwagon. Fences and fencing. What if you were a fencer and owned a fencing company? That would be confusing. Someone would call you up and be like, bling, bling. Yeah, I'm interested in your fencing. Okay, well, we have classes Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 2:30 to 5:30. And no, I'm wanting a fence for my yard. Oh, okay. We'll get a contractor down there. That's like that Portlandia dude. He does that funny sketch, whatever his name is. So I saw this flyer, and I like the flyers. You know, like the okay. If you've been listening long enough, you know that how much I love to do fake ads and things that are just anti. what anyone would ever do to try to get business. So it's funny, like, you know, like the low self-esteem ads or like, they don't really, you know, we're not quite the best. We're almost the best. The best place is down the road. But if you want, you know, decent barbecue, come on over, you know, or like things that would never happen. That to me is just so funny because it's always about over here, over here, over here. Look, we're amazing. We're amazing. We're amazing. We might not really be amazing, but our marketing team sure knows how to sell us. So anyway, I saw this flyer and it was like, need a handyman who has straightforward rates and shows up on time? Question mark, question mark. And then it says, call Aaron. Like it says, it's supposed to say call Aaron, but it says call Aaron today. And then there's this like little quote bubble from today. I don't really know why they're making today actually be saying this, because this is actually what I don't think they get that the bubble thing with the, it points to something like it's talking. So today it's pointing like today's saying this, it says there is little he can't fix. And so I really like, that's what made me take a picture of it. Cause I was like, ooh, I like that. Cause that's kind of anti what you want to say. That's, you don't say that. I almost want to call Aaron, bling, bling. Is this call Aaron? I just want to tell you that, you should maybe think about not saying there is little he can't fix and change it to he can fix almost anything. See how that sounds, Colleen? He can fix almost anything. So then the other flyer, what I did notice, there was another flyer on the same bulletin board that says drummer wanted for the letter four, rock and roll. And it says no hippies need apply. Noticing that was the same the same number for call Aaron. So he's also a rock and roll drummer with no hippies applying, please. And he also is a little he cannot fix. So he's kind of a handyman rock and roll drummer. But and you're like, why in the world are you looking at bulletin boards? Yes. Yes, I am.
Interrupt Bernard Giros to bring you a dramatic gift.
Pussycat's cat food tastes real good. Satisfies cats like a cat food should. Heart their muscles, soft their fur. Pussycat's cat food makes them purr.
It's the Kelly Slusher Show. I'm so glad you're here. If you're enjoying what you're hearing, you might want to think about liking and subscribing to me. And if you really like me, maybe give me a 5-star rating and review. I'd really appreciate it. Now on with the show.
Let's, here we're at the end here, but you know what? I'm going to read you some fun, interesting facts, which I think are, I like them that because they're actually things that actually happened and they're, it's not just made up stuff. It's factual. Okay. 90% of U.S. money has cocaine on it. I think we all know that. That's kind of what else it has on it. I don't know. Okay. In some parts of Texas, it is illegal to cuss in front of a dead person. And that would be in Reno, Texas. Possession and distribution of sex toys is also illegal. Okay. People have tried to sue God. Negligence, failure to keep people away from the devil, and other harmful acts of God are quoted in most of these cases. I don't know how you would do that. Like God shows up in court and like, look, it's been real hard, you know? People have fallen really far. It's not my fault. I try to help when I can. And if you have a personal relationship with me, then I'll really help you. Okay. Uranus was first named George. When William Herschel first discovered the planet in 1781, the English astronomer named it the Georgian Sidus in honor of King George III. Hey, George. I think you're like astrologers, like your Uranus is conjunct. George is conjunct the moon. But then instead, they're like Uranus. I remember, my ex-boyfriend of years ago, like we had a little yard sale and he had a map of Uranus. This lady's like, oh, what is this? He's like, it's a map of Uranus. I mean, he was like 18, really immature. He's like, and she goes, oh, he's like, yeah, it's a map of Uranus, and thought it was really funny. because he knew what he was saying and she didn't get it. Okay. A man once wore 60 shirts and 90 pairs of jeans to the airport to avoid extra fees in a flight from China to Africa because he didn't want to pay for extra baggage fees. He wore it through the 11 and a half hour flight. Cows hate country music. You'd think that cows would vibe with the country music, but it's actually not the case. According to research, cows produce 3% less milk when listening to country music. The study was conducted on a Scottish herd of 45 cows, which were made to listen to classical music and country music. With classical music, their milk produced increased, with one particular cow making 1 liter more than usual. However, with country music, 44 cows were observed to yield 3% less milk. They're like, yeah. Just because you're a cow doesn't mean you're country, okay? Just because you're a cow doesn't mean you like country music. It's the people who are out there milking the cows. Poor cows. They're all, like, subjected to this. Okay, a man once legally changed his name for losing a bet. Okay, that's not interesting to me. Dolly Parton once lost a Dolly Parton look-alike contest. Dolly Parton once entered a celebrity look-alike contest as herself and lost. The contest was held in a San Francisco club. In order to somewhat disguise herself, Parton exaggerated her features with makeup. However, she got the least applause of all contestants and ultimately lost to a drag queen. Boy, if she just would have probably not. Peanuts are used to make dynamite. Aside from giving some people explosive diarrhea, you mean a blowout? Peanuts can also be used to make actual explosives. Once peanut oil is processed, it can create glycerol, which in turn can be used to make nitroglycerin, one of the main components of dynamite. Oh, okay. Ooh, lobsters communicate with pee by urinating at each other with the bladders on each of their heads. Okay. Lobsters have bladders on their head. Did not know that. Little information. The CDC website has a zombie preparedness section. I have heard that. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention contain monitor epidemics. However, you'd be surprised that their website has sections devoted to preparing for the zombie apocalypse. Oh, that's not good. 70% of Christian Americans pray for a parking spot. A man once hired someone to slap him to avoid checking Facebook. Man, he hired a woman to slap him in the face every time he tried checking Facebook at work. He paid the woman $8 an hour. Yeah, it's kind of a low wage, but, you know, if you need a little extra money, like, you know, was she there 40 hours a week? That's weird. How do they get this information? U.S. President Coolidge used to sound emergency bells as a joke. What? The 30th U.S. president made a habit of sounding the emergency bell placed at his veranda and then hiding when the Secret Service came. He did this enough times to make them remove the bell altogether. Now, I don't know enough about this president, but I'd be kind of curious if he only had one term. Oh, there's a company you can pay to kidnap you. I've heard this. The Ultimate Reality is a French company that offers kidnapping services. If you pay them a fee, they will come to kidnap you when you least expect it. Ropes, binds, and all. They won't do it immediately, though. They'll wait for a certain period so you won't remember that you paid someone to kidnap you. Okay, that's even... Yeah. I don't think you forget that. I don't think you pay a fee to somebody, a company, knowing they're going to kidnap you and forget that. Oh, that's right. Oh, I think it'd be like, when am I going to get kidnapped? Oh, I hope that doesn't happen. Gosh, I got that thing I have to do. I hope I don't get kidnapped next week. Oh, no, I wouldn't forget that. I'd never forget that. Unless I wait 10 years. You're like, well, I guess I'm not going to do it. And then one day, 10 years later, you get kidnapped. Yeah, and that would be really nice to all your loved ones. They would love that. Why would you do that? I think that would really upset a lot of people. They're like, oh my gosh, Kelly got kidnapped. This is awful. Oh my god. She paid them? Oh yeah, no, you're next level sicko. Oh my gosh, the CIA spends $25 million on spy cats. In the 1960s, the CIA tried using cats to gather intel on the Kremlin and Soviet embassies. They equipped cats with a batter, microphone, and antenna to record data. You can guess how that turned out. I don't know. I actually can't guess how that turned out. Okay, 152 people in the U.S. are named LOL. Wow. Laugh out loud or loss of love? What it means, we may never know, but 152 people have LOL as their legal birth name. Most of these LOLs live in Wyoming. What? I'm sure they're called LOL. Okay. Anatidiophobia is the fear of being watched by a duck. A person with this fears that someone in the world or a duck or a goose is watching him or her. What? Where does that even, like, why would you think that? There's a goose watching me. There's a goose watching me. There's no geese around. No, there's a duck. I know it. I'm being watched by a duck. See, that's weird. Walt Disney was afraid of mice. Although Walt Disney's most iconic character is a mouse, Walt Disney actually feared mice. Okay. Horses cannot breathe through their mouths. Oh, here's one that, I question this one. Eagles don't mate while airborne. You may have encountered the myth that eagles mate in the air. However, eagles mate on branches or nests. The fact that people think it's possible is just one of the funny facts. Okay, but this girl saw it. I saw two eagles. This is in the Columbia Gorge in Oregon. From the air, there were two eagles spiraling down. And that is actually real. I'm going to have to say. Are these real? But that's according to this, that's a courting thing that they do. So they court, but then they hump in the branches. So they court, hey baby, and then they whoosh, and then they go to the branches and they do their humping. Okie dokie, chokey smokey. So I'm going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening. I'm going to leave you with this little montage that I made years ago for The Smelly Show, which is my puppet show. I haven't done anything with The Smelly Show in years, but I have a ton of audio from it. And this is for a section like in the 80s where they had, it would be like towards the end of the movie when they're getting ready to defeat the enemy by, or whatever the goal was, and they'd be like building their car, and it would show like a montage of them doing all these different things, and they're like building their thing, and then like, you know, 5 minutes later they've got the thing and they're ready to face the enemy and defeat them with their thing they made. So anyway, I made the music for that, but the whole idea behind it was a song just like the intro. If you've listened to the intro, which of course if you're listening to the intro of this podcast, was made from something, the same idea, a song that has someone singing, but there's never words. Like, you can hear the voice, but the words aren't really there. So I thought that'd be really, you know. Anyway, so this is a song of that. So thanks for listening. Okay, bye.